Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point. Well, this week we're going to be talking about how Kentucky may soon be getting a new lieutenant governor. But before we get into that, I want to give you an update on last week's topic. Last week's show, we were telling you there was an emergency special session of the Kentucky General Assembly passing some new laws that had to do with providing relief efforts to those eastern Kentucky counties that had been devastated by recent flooding. They did pass this bill, that's all good, and everybody voted for it, except for one person. It was one senator. It was Senator John Schickel. He voted against it, not because he didn't support the bill, didn't think it was a good bill, but because this bill violated the Kentucky Constitution. The Kentucky Constitution specifically states that when you introduce a bill, it has to be read three times, one time per day. This gives the legislature and the people time to read the bill and have their say. Well, the legislature wanted to get in, do this, and be done with it really quick, so they passed a rule at the beginning of this saying, basically, we don't have to follow this rule in the Constitution. I have to disagree with you. You're not allowed to pass a rule that says you don't have to follow the Constitution. That is the superior rule of all the rules in our state. So when this came up for a vote, even though he liked the bill, Senator Schickel voted no because they had violated the Kentucky Constitution in the process. We need more politicians and statesmen in office who will do just that. Let's talk about this week's topic, which is how Kentucky may soon be getting a new lieutenant governor. Just for fun this week, go out and ask 10 people, who is the current lieutenant governor of Kentucky today? My guess is if you ask 10 people, 9 of them will have no idea who it is right now. And the reason for that is this person is being purposely buried by the Beshear administration. They really are not putting this person out front for several reasons. We're going to talk about that here in a second. I remember during the recent campaign when she was running for office, there was a debate on KET. Ask her opponent, which is Senator Ralph Alvarado. Their opponent, they said, what's your qualifications? Senator Alvarado said, well, I'm a current senator, been a senator for years. I have that experience. I'm a medical doctor. I have that experience. I've got bills passed through both Republican and Democratic-controlled houses over the years to show I can work bipartisan through the system. Then they asked Jacqueline Coleman her qualifications. She said that she was a former school administrator and a girls' basketball coach. And that was it. Now, I have no problem with a teacher being lieutenant governor, but it would be a wise decision to pick someone whose area of expertise in education is maybe like economics or history or political science or finance or business administration, something or anything which would qualify them to wind up being possibly the governor of Kentucky. Now, she used to be the head of the Kentucky Cabinet of Education and Workforce Development. She basically got fired from that job. This used to be in charge of all of the unemployment insurance problems in our state. But of course, if you remember, that was a great debacle. She bungled that something terribly. People not getting their insurance checks. More than 400,000 people had filed for unemployment insurance, and they just deleted those messages entirely without even reading them. She got into trouble with a further scandal because some of her friends had texted her and called her, and so she made sure that her friends actually got their unemployment benefits. She got busted one time through a series of text messages where somebody had, one of her friends asked for help. So she wrote that point director of the unemployment insurance department and said, this person does my hair, so we obviously need to take care of her. So this is part of the reasons why she basically got fired from being in charge of that cabinet. A complete debacle, unqualified, and has been hidden by the administration because she's basically an embarrassment. So this is the reason why this person, I believe, is about to be replaced as lieutenant governor. Now, this is going to happen one of two ways. The first way is if, Lord forbid, Andy Beshear wins re-election next year as governor. He said he's going to keep her as his running mate, and he probably will, trying to curry favor with the teachers. He's all the time trying to get the teachers to think that he's their buddy. Remember, he promised all the teachers, if they elect him, he'll give all the teachers a $2,000 a year raise. Well, he's been in office 3 years now. Have any of those teachers received that $2,000 a year raise? No, not a one. Once again, promising the teachers things that he didn't deliver on. So yeah, he tells the teachers he's their friends. He doesn't give them the raise he promised, and he underfunded their pensions. So, however, he hired her to be lieutenant governor, but he's probably not going to keep her. Now, why is that? Because this is not the person that the Democratic Party of Kentucky wants to be governor. This person has not worked in politics. They have not been groomed to do this. They've got all kinds of baggage with this debacle and pulling personal favors when everybody else in Kentucky was hurting. So my guess is if Andy Beshear wins, Lord forbid, that after about a year, Jacqueline Coleman is going to come out and say, I am stepping down as lieutenant governor because I want to spend more time with my family. Or there might be some other excuse, but that is the most likely one. So even if Andy wins, this lady is not going to be lieutenant governor for four more years. So who's going to replace her? The most likely candidate is this fellow right here. His name is Rocky Atkins. He currently serves as the governor's chief advisor. He is a former state representative, and Rocky Atkins is very popular in eastern Kentucky. That is where he is from, and he likes to pull this trick saying that he is a conservative Democrat. I want to say no such creature exists. You either support your party's platform or you don't support it. Your party's platform is radical leftism, then why are you a member of that party? In fact, did you know that every single candidate in Kentucky, if you are running from dog catcher to governor, before you run for office, you must sign and have it certified through a witness that you do support all of the policies and platforms of your party. So if anybody signs up to run as a Republican, they have signed and have had certified that they do support Republican Party platform and policies, and the same thing works for Democrats. Anybody running as a Democrat has signed a document and had that notarized that says, I do support the Democratic Party and platform. So anybody who says they don't, they either lied on the form or they're lying to you. Keep that in mind. So now there's a second option. What if, yes please, Andy Beshear doesn't win re-election and we get a Republican governor? Well, then of course we're going to get a new lieutenant governor because it's going to be a Republican. Let's take a quick look at the Kentucky governor's race because things are getting more interesting nearly every single day. Right now, we have a few. Here's the next big thing that's going to happen. Probably in the next 7 to 10 days, we are going to see an announcement by a lady who's going to be running for governor and will probably become the front runner right away. And her name is Kelly Craft. She is from Glasgow, Kentucky, and she used to serve as the UN ambassador under the Trump administration. And she is likely to come out in the next week, 2 weeks on the outside, and say that she is running for governor. Now, since she was part of the Trump administration, you would think that she would get Trump's endorsement. But President Trump has already endorsed another person who is running for governor, who is our current Attorney General, Mr. Cameron. And Daniel Cameron has the Trump endorsement, so Kelly Craft is probably going to try to pull in the Mike Pence endorsement. Vice President under Trump. She's got a ton of money. She is the wife of an Oklahoma coal baron, has millions of dollars, just bought the Kentucky State Fair ham for $5 million. That's some political positioning right there. Now, what's interesting about Ms. Coleman, not just she's going to be entering the race, just basically dropping in on Kentucky out of nowhere. Most Kentuckians have never heard of her either. But she is going to be doing something that nobody else running for governor right now on the Republican side is doing. She's going to enter with a running mate. Right now, Kentucky law has changed, and you no longer have to pick a running mate before you while you're running for office until after you've already won the primary election. However, it doesn't forbid this. And so it's commonly rumored that Ms. Kraft will be picking a current Kentucky senator, Senator Max Wise, to be her lieutenant governor running mate. Now, when she does this, she's going to be able to go one event. Senator Wise is going to be able to go to a second event. They're going to be able to kind of double in how many events that they're covering, how much money that they're raising, votes that they are garnering because somebody likes one of the two. So when that happens, it's going to make all of the other people running for governor be at a great disadvantage if they don't go ahead and pick a running mate as well. So we're about to see a whole bunch of people probably in the next month to 2 or 3 months start being picked up as announcements for the new lieutenant governor of Kentucky. Right now, people running on the Republican side who are in office, you have Daniel Cameron, who is the current front runner. He is the commissioner, he is the Attorney General of Kentucky right now. We also have Ryan Quarles running. He is the current Commissioner of Agriculture. You have Mike Harmon, who is running. He is the current Kentucky State Auditor. You also have State Representative Savannah Maddox, who is running. And there's a bit of a new thing going on, is former Governor Matt Bevin has just shown up at two separate events this past week. And this is kind of unusual for him to be showing up. He's been laying low for the last 2 or 3 years, but he's all of a sudden starting going to different statewide Republican events and was asked directly about his intentions, if he intends to run for governor again. And he would kind of dodge those questions. He wouldn't say no, and he wouldn't say yes. So testing the waters a little bit there. Now, let's think about this. We're going to have, if we have Kraft, Cameron, Quarles, Harmon, Maddox, Bevin, and there's going to be a few others running as well. People who are not in office right now who are running is a Mr. Eric Dieters. He's a lawyer from Northern Kentucky. The mayor of Somerset, a Mr. Alan Keck, is widely rumored to enter the race by the end of the year. So with just those, you're going to have a 7 or 8-way race. Now, if you take 100% of the votes for Republicans in a primary and you start dividing that 8 different ways or more, it is going to be incredibly easier for it to become anybody's race, because you used to have to get, you know, 51% of the vote. Now, you're not even going to have to get 51% of the vote in the primary. If you're splitting it 8 ways, if you can get somebody that gets 25 or 30% of the vote, they likely will have the most votes in the primary and would become the Republican candidate. So I look forward to seeing who's going to be picked up as running mates in the coming days as we see this coming out. It is getting incredibly interesting, and we're going to be covering all of it, doing analysis right here on Patriot Point. I hope you tune in each week. But before we sign off this week, I want to hit something I mentioned last week. It's incredibly important. I'm going to be talking a lot about this from now until Election Day. And that has to do with changing the Kentucky Constitution. This November the 8th, on your ballot, will be Constitutional Amendment Proposal Number 2, which would put into Kentucky's Constitution a line which would say there's basically no right to an abortion in Kentucky. This would prevent any liberal judge from saying it's unconstitutional because it would be in the Constitution itself. The liberal media is sure not talking about this. We've got to get enough votes to ban abortion in Kentucky forever. So I hope that you will help spread word to vote yes on Constitutional Proposal Number 2 this November the 8th. Well, that's the news that we have for this week. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport. You've been